two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In the early 1950s, the ingredients of rock and roll had been simmering for some time. September 14, 1955, in a New Orleans recording studio, they came to the boil.
Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, tootie, poot, oh, rude.
Former bus station janitor Richard Pennyman, Little Richard. That voice travelled 5,000 miles across an ocean to find 15-year-old Paul McCartney.
One of those voices you couldn't believe. The first wild, high voice I ever heard was Little Richard. You know, it's all from gospel, you know, it's all
straight out of
it's
the
all,
church.
It's all yeah. There, yeah. But it was just amazing. And we were kids, you know, and it was such an influence. I remember the last day of term, you were allowed at school, you were allowed to bring your guitar in. So I kind of, it's like in one of the movies, I stood on the desk and did Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby.
All over the world, kids heard Little Richard and they wanted to dance to the music. They wanted to learn how to make it. Little Richard inspired thousands of rock acts. Without him, we may not have had Beatles, Bowie, Prince, so many others. Little Richard was the architect of rock and roll. Amazingly, he might never have been discovered, but for one man.
I hired him originally to check out audition tapes. We were getting audition records and tapes all the time.
That's Art Roop, the founder of the Specialty record label, specializing in black music since 1945, R&B, blues, early rock and roll. Little Richard had sent in his audition tape, but Specialty Records did not respond. So Richard called them on the phone over and over and over, eventually getting through to the label boss.
He said, I've been calling you and blah, blah, blah for months and you don't give me an answer. And I went down to Bumps. I said, Bumps, did we ever get a tape from Little Richard? And he said, I don't know. Who's he? And he went into our box where we periodically at the end of a month or so would return all those we rejected. And we found a tape wrapped in brown wrapping paper, and it said return. And I said, it had Little Richard on it. I said, this guy's driving us crazy. Let's listen to this again. He said, oh, it's scratchy, it's no good. And I said, let's give this guy a chance.
Art Roop, telling the story of him and producer Bumps Blackwell finding Little Richard's audition tape in their rejects pile. Specialty Records gave him a start. Rock and roll was born. And Specialty had some great acts on their books.
Baby, please.
baby, please come back to me. Baby, please, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free.
To you, can't sleep at night, I can't eat a bite. When you were mine, I didn't treat you right. Just call my name, I know I'm not ashamed. I'll come running back to you.
Lost Love, Percy Mayfield. Pink Champagne, Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers. The Soul Stirrers with Sam Cooke. I'll Come Running Back to You. Boney Maroney, Larry Williams. And Lordy Miss Claudie, Lloyd Price. The big names of the Specialty Records label through the 1950s. And it was Lloyd Price who inducted label boss Art Roop into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011.
I knew a piano player and a singer with a particular wild style and energy, and I suggested to Art that he gave him a chance. Art gave him a chance and auditioned him and quickly recorded him, throwing together a studio sound mastered in three takes. That song was Tutti Frutti, and the artist was Little Richard. The huge success of Little Richard and his signature rock and roll style at Specialty Records gave birth to rock and roll. It can be said that Specialty Records was the first rock and roll record label and that Art Root was the first true believer in rock and roll. The label still lives and the music still lives. And in my mind, Art Root was the father of rock and roll.
Lloyd Price talking about Art Root, who founded Specialty Records, the man who found Little Richard's audition tape in his own rejects pile, who listened to it one more time. And so much happened because of Art Rupp's decision and because of this record.
Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, toot-a-boot, oh, hoot. Bum, I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. But you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 What you do to me, to the booty, oh Rudy, 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 oh wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bam, boom.